I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Leaders from around Europe have wrapped up a summit in London with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the war in Ukraine and beefing up defenses across the continent. The meeting Sunday followed a heated exchange between Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump that left many uncertain where the once staunch allies stood. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke at the end of the summit.
We urgently have to rearm Europe. And for that, I will present a comprehensive plan.
She will unveil the plan later this week. She said Ukraine needs to be put in a position of strength so that it has the means to fortify itself and to protect itself, saying Ukraine needs to be turned, quote, into a steel porcupine that's indigestible for potential invaders. Russia's top diplomat over the weekend again rejected the idea of deploying peacekeepers in Ukraine without Moscow's approval. AP correspondent Donna Warner reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells ABC's This Week that peace can only come to Ukraine if Russian President Vladimir Putin is involved in the negotiations. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is slamming the idea of European peacekeepers in Ukraine. Lavrov says European peacekeepers in Ukraine would continue to incite Kyiv to rage war against Russia. And he says that just as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was brought to power on bayonets, they'll now want to prop him up with their bayonets in the form of peacekeeping units. But Lavrov says that will mean that the root causes of the conflict in Ukraine will not disappear. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Israel faces sharp criticism after it stopped the entry of all food aid and other supplies into Gaza on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says they're stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip and warning of additional consequences if Hamas doesn't accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire extension.
We are ready to negotiate the second phase, according to our principles.
The first phase of the fragile deal expired Saturday.
Are you going to give this ceasefire for free without hostages to be released? This is something we will not accept.
Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the peace deal and said its decision to cut off aid was cheap extortion, a war crime, and a blatant attack on the existing agreement. The second phase of the deal was to include the release of dozens of remaining hostages in return for Israel's pullout and a lasting ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
Muslims in the Middle East have begun observing the holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan is seen as a time of religious reflection and worship, charity, and community as they fast from sunrise until sunset. This is the first Ramadan for many Syrians spent without the Assad dynasty ruling the country in over half a century. It's the second year Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are marking Ramadan following the war between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in stable condition and no longer needs oxygen from a ventilator, a sign that his respiratory function is improving as he continues his recovery from double pneumonia and a respiratory crisis. AP correspondent Paolo Santalucia has more from Rome.
The real news is that he received a visit from the top two Vatican officials, Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin and the substitute Edgar Parra Peña. Doctors, in their last medical bulletin, did not mention anymore a critical situation and signaled a continuous improvement. The 88 years old Pope was hospitalized on February 14th, and after 2 weeks of hospitalizations, the medical team is still cautious and keeps the prognosis as guarded, meaning that the Pope is not completely out of danger.
AP correspondent Paolo Santalucia. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.